Today from the Ohio Newsroom, Ohio's funk music legacy. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. This month, we're exploring stories of Black excellence throughout Ohio history. Today, we're getting funky with a story about Dayton's role in shaping the genre. The Ohio Newsroom's Aaron Gottsacker reports.
In the mid-1960s, James Brown was creating a new style of music, funk. Instead of turning elaborate melodies, he turned his focus to syncopated rhythms with a strong emphasis on the downbeat.
James Brown says funk is on the one.
That's David Webb, founder and CEO of the Funk Music Hall of Fame and Exhibition Center and the executive producer of the Dayton Scene Radio Show, a nationally syndicated program dedicated to funk.
Funk is an urban sound and feel of music. Now, everybody has their own interpretation, okay? But mine is that you feel good and it tells a story. It tells a story. You know, this is what the Black urban music is.
Webb started listening to funk music in the early 70s when he was a teenager living in Dayton. Like other metros across the Midwest, the city's Black population had recently surged, a result of the decades-long Great Migration. Black people moved to Dayton seeking jobs, including Webb's father and grandparents.
They moved to Ethel Avenue off of McCall because Dayton, Ohio had so many factories and so many, it was work for everyone.
They brought their culture and music with them. So soon enough, folks in Dayton weren't just listening to funk on the radio. They were making the beat their own.
Me and the Ohio Players gonna tell you about a worm.
In 1973, the Dayton band Ohio Players had their first smash hit, Funky Worm.
There's a worm in the ground, yes it is.
And that kind of catapulted other local musicians in Dayton, Ohio to kind of follow suit.
That's Trent Darby, one of the co-hosts of the Dayton Scene Radio Show.
Soon after that, you had a group, Slave, which at that time, their age range was from 17 to like 21. And they came on the scene in 1977, number one smash called Slide.
And the music kept coming. Dayton-born groups like Sun, Bazo, Lakeside, and Zap produced one hit after another, earning the city a reputation as the funk capital of the world.
At one point, Dayton, Ohio, on the Billboard chart, had five records in the top 50 at one time.
These days, many of the tunes aren't topping the charts the way they did in the 70s and 80s, but the genre still shows up in pop culture. David Webb points to Uptown Funk, featuring Bruno Mars, as an obvious example. And he says hip-hop artists sample the genre all the time. Take this line from Funky Worm. Hundreds of artists have used that classic to create the heartbeat of their own music, like Snoop Dogg in Serial Killa.
It's time to escape, but I don't know where to I'm headed. Up or down.
That's why people like Webb and Darby are working to recognize Dayton's impact on the genre through projects like the Dayton Scene Radio Show and to open a new home for the Funk Center. Funk is a genre everyone can appreciate, Webb says. It tells the story of Black movement, and he wants to keep that avenue of storytelling open far into the future.
Funk music is not going away. We're keeping funk alive for generations to come.
Get it, baby.
In Dayton, I'm Aaron Gottsacker.
This series is funded in part by the America 250 Ohio Commission. That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.
I get it all till he can't spend it.